BBC News. Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh. President Emmanuel Macron has warned that Russia has become a clear threat to France and Europe, and big decisions must be made on defence and security. He was speaking during a televised address.
Russia has become, when I'm talking to you, and for the years to come, is a threat for France and for Europe. I regret it most profoundly, but I am persuaded that peace will come to our continent with Russia, which has become pacified and peaceful, but the situation that we must deal with, the situation as it is now.
Mr. Macron also said he'd open a debate on whether to extend the protection of France's nuclear deterrent to European allies. Here's Hugh Schofield.
There were no great revelations, there were no announcement or promises or commitments, but it was an address of preparation, if you like, to the people to make sure that they are on side and understand what is happening and understand that there are decisions that will be taken in the coming days and weeks which will have a huge impact on them and maybe on their ordinary lives. I mean, part of all of this, of course, is the huge commitment to boosting defence spending, some of which may come through raised borrowing at a European level, but some of which will have to come through budgetary changes in France.
The United States has confirmed that it stopped sharing intelligence with Ukraine at the same time it suspended military aid after last week's angry encounter between Donald Trump and Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House. It'll now be harder for Ukraine to defend its cities against Russia. James Waterhouse is in Kyiv.
We are seeing a chasm between what is being said politically and what is happening here. The pausing of American aid was bad enough for Ukraine, a gradual chokehold on its continued defence against Russia's full-scale invasion. The pausing of intelligence, well, where I am now, it's American information which helps detect incoming drones and missiles in aerial assaults that happen every night. It is American information and intel that helps Ukrainian troops target invading Russian forces with missile strikes. But the question being asked by Ukrainians is how far Donald Trump is willing to go with this political levering that amounts to a reckless gamble with Ukraine's future.
President Trump has said Hamas should immediately release all the hostages still held in Gaza, threatening dire consequences if it does not. He also called on Hamas leaders to leave the Palestinian enclave. Writing on social media, the American president warned the people of Gaza that if they held hostages, they would be killed. The White House press secretary has announced the Trump administration will grant one-month tariff exemptions on cars being imported from Canada and Mexico. It comes after warnings that import taxes could cut a third of North American vehicle production. This is the latest world news from the BBC. The US Vice President J.D. Vance has said a military response is needed to combat Mexican drug cartels, who he said were using drone technology to penetrate the US southern border. But he said the Trump administration didn't intend to send US troops into Mexico. Mr. Vance was visiting a border point in Texas with the Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth.
From the Defense Department, we've watched for a couple of decades other people's borders being secured while ours was open for an invasion of drugs and of violence and of chaos. The Defense Department has assets that we can bring to bear, not just troops, not just surveillance, not just equipment, but actual planning and capabilities that enhance what Border Patrol is already doing.
The right-wing social media influencer Andrew Tate, who faces rape and human trafficking charges in Romania, says he will return there in a few days' time from the US state of Florida. On Tuesday, legal authorities there opened a criminal investigation into his activities and those of his brother, Tristan. The self-declared misogynists, who are British and American citizens, flew to Florida last week. Scientists in Britain say they have discovered how the drug aspirin may help the immune system fight cancer cells. Researchers at the University of Cambridge made the discovery while experimenting with mice. They're hoping this could lead to cancer patients being prescribed the drug, but they've advised sufferers against taking aspirin for now as the drug comes with risks. Nobel Prize laureate and education activist Malala Yousafzai has returned to her hometown in Pakistan 13 years after surviving an assassination attempt by Islamist militants. During her three-hour visit to Barkana in Shangla district, she went to local education projects backed by her Malala Fund. Ms. Yousafzai said she was overjoyed to be surrounded by mountains. BBC News.